Chos aniki makueloyo li la wo pela elo e a e o we a he a he we a he a we a I o we a ya we a o we a he a he we a he a we a I o we a ya we a o li la wo pela elo ante wa kanta anka wicho saniki makuelo li la wo pela elo ante wa kanta anka wicho saniki makuelo li la wo pela elo e a e o we a he a he we a he a we a hi o e hi a e hi o ante wa kanta anka wicho saniki makuelo li la wo pela elo e a e o we a he a he we a he a we a hi o e hi a e hi o
here's a story that I want told. A woman wakes up and looks at herself and says, "Where's my story?" And she says it in a way that isn't so much angry as it is world-weary and somewhat defeated, but honestly asking, "Where is my story? Where is the story about the place I went inside of myself? Where is the story about the time that I was dancing in the light? Or where is that story about the man who took something from me? Where is the story about the time my mom slapped me? Where is the story about the time that I had my first orgasm? I mean, these are not my stories. Where is the story where the women look like me? Where the women smile and their teeth are a million lights just ushering out the sound of joy? Where the women are full of the sway and swing of the internal music? This is the story that I want told. I want a book that has me in the lead. I want to show a story that has the gentle caress of two women loving each other. I want these stories to feel real and to mean something.
Didn't think much about it, didn't think twice, to renounce the vertical for the horizontal life. Up, 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 that's how we were taught to survive. But I'm from the flatlands and I don't like heights. Man crosses the Atlantic from the shelter to the stoop. He's been crossing Atlantic since 1492. Across a body of water into a body at work, to sell you waterfront property he'll never afford. Ran into Dominic in a dark room. He's a student of light and its process of revelation. He scanned every image that I took of you, your tattooed ass and your missing tooth. Have to sing this song in English or you wouldn't understand. Do you remember that America has many continents? But you live in the north. You live at the top. I'm not impressed by penthouses. I like caverns and rocks. Like deltaic thinking, like the Delta Blues. The tonal geologist is excavating truth on how we behave according to place. Rock and roll's formation is a matter of space. I like to look at the flowers. I like to look at your feet. I like to look at the snail slip and slide in the spring. The one-eyed rat by the bagel shop. The glory of Brooklyn when we've all given up trying to make it big, trying to make it far. There's no one to impress. This is your conversation with God and all that's lived and sacrificed itself for regeneration and a second chance. I could have left for the mountains. I could have left for the seas. But I'm trying to be a woman, so make a woman out of me. I stayed in Brooklyn, though I don't stay in place. I'm here to sing you a song about the human about it. Didn't think twice, to renounce the vertical for the horizontal life. Up, 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 that's how we were taught to survive. But I'm from the flatlands and I don't like heights.
The other day I was talking to my grandmama. I had a big bunch of fresh collard greens, you know. Some of you never had a collard green before. Never tasted one either. I know you haven't, yeah. But she said, DJ boy, you don't have no collard greens. We ain't had a real collard green in a very long time. You see the seeds? They've been gone for so long, my son. And those greens you eat in New York, they were grown in a hothouse. Yes, they were, yes, they were. The nutrients down in the soil, deep in Alabama, yeah. Or someplace like Georgia, you know, they just don't have it up there. So there's no vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Anything, honey, is not in those greens you're eating right there, I tell you. So it made me wonder, does the true seed remain? Can it be found today? Can it be found today? And the seeds that are sown right now, will they all be in vain? I gotta know it. Will it be in vain? Will it be in vain? Something special about having your grandma on the phone. A direct descendant of this soil, of this land right here. Yeah, make me feel so good deep inside. The land cultivated my hands, and the greens, they made me sing. And the times that my grandma had to shut up, it made me be able to say I can do the same of it. And I love her, and I love her so, yeah. And will my seed, I sure wonder will my seeds grow?
Hello everyone, my name is Genesis. I'm from the Bronx, New York, and herbalism had a way to come into my life in the most vulnerable way. Back in 2023, I had an abortion, and this trauma in my womb space created this openness for me to seek herbalism, because at the time my health insurance was taken away. And so I had a way to look for different alternative medicine that came from the source. So after that, I went to Spain and Portugal, and I went backpacking, and I decided to do farming. And during this time, I got really sick, and I found this tree, olive tree, that we were picking, and this olive tree was kind of saving me in this moment, because I had a fever and all these things, and this olive tree gave me tremendous strength back and my health back through the oils of the leaves. So anyway, I think that herbalism is quite beautiful, and it allows me to see myself in different ways and see my womb space in different ways. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the plant spirits and how all plants are spirits, they're teachers. And so they had taught me a lot about myself and them as well. When you're building a relationship with the herbs and the herbs that you're taking, you want to build a relationship with the spirit. You're having a relationship with it. It's not more so of taking, but it's how can we work together. So some of the herbs that I'm going to be talking about tonight is going to be about the womb space and how it helped me repair my womb space and repair the relationship I had with my womb space. So the first herb that I'm going to be talking about is mugwort. Mugwort, I found at the time in Brooklyn, in my neighborhood, I learned that it grows in places of distress. So time to time, I would see it growing in concrete, in areas where there is a lot of distress. The teacher of mugwort had taught me a lot about how to be with my bleed and how to trust my body through the bleed. Mugwort is really great for easing menstrual cramps. It also helps with the blood going downward. So like if you are experiencing lateness in periods and things like that, it helps regulate periods way better than pharmaceutical medicine. The next herb that I'm going to be talking about is raspberry leaf. Raspberry leaf helps with menstrual cramps as well. They're very beautiful in the sense of they taught me a lot how to be with my body and really just not try to escape the painful experiences that it comes with the womb. So it really helped me like go inward and really focus on what my body's experiencing. The last herb that I'm going to be talking about is Vitex. And Vitex is quite beautiful. It also helps with PMS symptoms and irritability. I know my experience was I would always be irritable and not be present with myself and with for others that I've helped. So Vitex really taught me how to be present and that everything takes time. The repair of your body takes time. The repair of anything that you are experiencing takes time. So I hope that I moved any of you guys. Places to find me. I am on Instagram. I also am furthering my education so that I can provide medicine like this to communities in need or with, you know, Medicare and Medicaid being at risk. My focus is to help the people in the community at affordable costs. I believe that this medicine is meant for everyone, whether it's your color, the amount of money that you make. I believe this medicine needs to touch everyone's lives in order to see how we can be the resistance in this. I'm going to school in the fall, and it's not affordable, so I have a GoFundMe and a QR code if you guys want to check me out and my mission. Thank you.
Thank you. San Juan como navegante. San Juan como navegante cogió la concha y salió. Ay, lo güey, cogió la concha y salió. Y en el medio de la mar, la concha se le volteó a San Juan. Y en el río de Jordán, y en el río de Jordán mil maravillas se han visto. ¡Ay, lo güey! Mil maravillas se han visto. Cristo bautizando a Juan y Juan bautizando a Cristo. Que repiquen los tambores, que repiquen los tambores. San Juan llegó a Nueva York. Ay, lo güey, San Juan llegó a Nueva York. Yo le canto a esta sirena y le toco su tambor, San Juan.
My English is not very good, but I'll try to explain. My name is Willy Quintana. I'm from Barinas, Venezuela. I'm director of Tambor y Caña, Afro-Venezuelan drums. And, well, this is the tambor cumaco. It's one of the most traditional instruments or drums in Venezuela. Cumaco means like cuero, madera, y costa. Cumaco, cuero,
leather,
like, yeah, and madera,
wood. Leather, wood, yeah,
and costa is like coast, it's the coast of Venezuela, and this instrument here, is the cuatro venezolano, one of the most representative instrument in Venezuela. It's like a family of the guitar, and sounds something like.
I decided to cast a net about this song right before. I was just gonna sing it, but then I decided to do a little bit of researching. This song is sung by Jean Ritchie. She grew up in Viper, Kentucky. She was born on December 8th, which is the Immaculate Conception of Mary in the Catholic faith. She was born into an unincorporated community in the Cumberland Mountains, and she came from the great singing Ritchie family. They revived and protected Southern Appalachian music. She was recorded by Alan Lomax. She was an ethnomusicologist. She collected folk music in the United States, Britain, and Ireland. This song is kind of about purification ritual, like a spring cleansing, forgiveness of yourself, your friends, your past, whatever it takes just to keep on living and growing. Come all you pretty fair
through time. My time, it is all gone away. I cannot plant anew. And in the place where my time stood, it's all grown up in rue. In June comes in the primrose flower, but that is not for me. I will pluck out my primrose flower and plant a willow tree. Oh, willow green, willow, with sorrow mixed among, to tell to all this wide world I loved a false young man.
Also, I would like to say that this reminds me a lot of what I imagine the Gnostic masses were like. I was just reading about them today. Sorry, thank you. I was just reading about them today, and they did this really beautiful thing, and this guy, this Bishop Irenaeus, was not happy about it. But they like to meet together. Simon Magus, magician, I don't know. You know, they met, and they would do this thing. They would cast lots. It would draw lots, and you would be the bishop, or you would be the prophet. Didn't matter who you were, how old you were, man, woman, anything. And I think that's really special. But of course, they stamped that down real hard. But we can bring that back. Thanks, y'all.
Keeney. Penelope. Sophia. Lucia. Inanna. Laura. Liana. Miriam. Sasha. Nancy. Oh, what's your name? And what's your name? Huh? Gee, who? What's your name? Well, over there. What's your name? Come on, everybody, give me your name. Give me your name. There we are. Yeah, yeah. Your name. Your name. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, 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 oh. I can hear. I have ears. Come on. Oh, I love. I love. I love. I love. We hailed from the angelic core, Venus, on our second coming, peace sign. On our second coming to sister planet, Gaia, blue jewel, third rock from our central sun. Where exactly are we that we have arrived? Where's this place? Huh?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn! Oh! A Brooklyn! Yay, 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 yay! Come on, round of applause! Brooklyn! We have arrived in Brooklyn. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It took billions of years of flight. For us to arrive here. To bring you good tidings. Know that time has ended. Along with it, past, future, thinking. Your goals and your achievement, your desires and your fulfillment, no more. Too bad. Yes, here now we have entered space silence, also known as the zero point field, singularity. All is one. Here now we have arrived. Here now. We do not evolve. We do not develop. Without death, without birth. Enter. You. Enter. Immediate. Immortality, infinity, eternity. Here now, we, that's you and me, have arrived. For the floating world, who do not see the angelic presence in Gaia's children, we are the yin power, the femininity, regardless of your body type, you know, skin color, sexual orientation, all same, you must develop the yin quality. Good. We are the protector of the small, birth mothers of Homo Deus. We are the roots, the basis of society. We call it the dollar day minimum wages cash earners. That's us. The basis, the roots of all those fa-na-la-la-la-la, it's us. We, the angel, are also the barista, the bus driver, the carpet cleaners, the caretakers, the dentist, the engineer, the editors, the farmers, gardeners. Anyway, enough of that, etc., etc., etc. Here we have now arrived. A stern warning is hereby issued to the shapeshifters, negative extraterrestrials, pedophiles, cheaters, abusers, liars, thieves. Get your filthy hands off Gaia's young, for we will draw our sword and draw a line in all of creation forever and ever. Shall evil and good be in separate realms? Jai, jai, jai. So be it. Here, here, here. We are in your joy. We are in your hope. We are in your love. We are in no hurries. You must understand that in eternity, there is no time constraint. What are you moving so fast for? Where are you going? What is the next thing you must achieve? In eternity, you just keep doing it. You don't have to arrive. Yes, and we're in no worries, isn't it? Because I have already drawn the line. The bad guys are over there, and the good guys are over here. They can't touch us. No. Here, now, have arrived. Don't forget, here, now, have arrived. So, this is a holy night, for we have joined together, sitting together, you and me, together in a holy night. The Savior has arrived. You are the Savior you have been waiting for. Here, here, I would like you if you have ever heard of this song, to join your voice with me. And let's sing together. For when we sing together, when we chant together, when we put our voices together, the vibration create a brand new reality. Let us sing. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. 'Tis the night of Savior's birth. Long laid away in sin and error's pining, till she arrives and the soul feels her mind, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices in yonder's breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels singing, oh, night divine, oh, night when we have come.
Love or money. So thank you. This is the Center for Vibrant Expression.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you so much.